I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. It's unclear why Iowa will receive fewer doses of the coronavirus vaccine than initially promised by the federal government. The state is, though, moving ahead with plans to relax COVID-19 restrictions while recording nearly 100 additional deaths on Thursday. The Iowa Department of Public Health released a statement last night saying the state's allocation would be reduced by about a third. Frontline workers at Sioux City's two hospitals started receiving their vaccinations this afternoon. You can hear more details in our next newscast at the bottom of the hour. 40 of Iowa's 99 counties currently have an average positivity rate for the last 2 weeks at more than 15%. Ida County with the highest rate in northwest Iowa at about 23%. Woodbury County is down slightly at 16.4% with 70 new cases. Anything above 15% indicates high community spread. Dakota County Health Department recorded no new cases of COVID-19, but the positivity rate there more than doubled in one day to more than 10%. Officials in Nebraska are encouraging people to consider getting tested for the coronavirus before the holidays if they plan to see extended family. A judge has ruled the federal government must pay landowners on the lower Missouri River for flooding damage caused by the Army Corps of Engineers' efforts to protect endangered species. A judge with the U.S. Court of Federal Claims ruled this week the Corps caused increased flooding by changing habitat on the river to comply with the Endangered Species Act. She says that violated constitutional protections against taking property without compensation. The ruling impacts property owners from here in Sioux City all the way to St. Louis. Although not all landowners will qualify for payments, the ruling doesn't cover all flood-related damages. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.